W8FSM Mobile Scrambling.
W8FU.
F8BIC.
Morning, Jack. You on your way to breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Well, I am too. I should be there in about 2 minutes.
I just passed 16, almost on 15 miles.
All right, well, it sounds like you're not too far off either. I'm just getting ready to pull in here. Just pull out of the sub and then pull into the parking lot.
Fast 15.
Alrighty, okay, well, I just pulled in the parking lot, so I'm going to park, get inside, and we'll see you when you get here.
No problem. KFA, PRC.
W8FU.
NADDF.
What's up, KF8S? Hello, KF8S. Dakota must have found a squirrel. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still debating. Bald Mountain's kind of a hike for me. Not sure if I want to. My kids want to go for a drive, though, so probably still go.
That's probably, what, 30-ish, 35 minutes for you?
Yeah, it depends on where you guys are going. If you guys are going in that backwoods area or if you're going in the main area.
I don't know, wherever the playground is, because I'm bringing the gang.
Is everybody still set to go at 1, or are you just kind of winging it on your own?
The only confirmation I got was from Greg, and we both agreed between like 1 and 1:30.
Speak his name, and he appears. Go ahead.
I think John posted an exact location. That's where me and KZ Dave normally go. Dave, I think you were there with us one time. And yeah, I think there's like swing sets, and there's a pavilion. There's definitely bathrooms. So there's that. I'm actually rolling now, but I'm going to take my time, get some lunch. Mosey on over there. So, That's my story.
All right, so that pin that John pinned is where you guys are going, right?
Yeah. So that was no audio on that, and Dave, your last transmission had a lot of no audio before you asked about the pin, so I don't know what's something weird happening.
Be right back, switching to RF.
That might have been me too, Greg. I was I'm just outside on an HT and I was trying to hit Richmond. I thought I was in, but who knows, I could be desensing myself because my crossband's on in the house.
Alrighty. Yeah, I know that spot that John posted there, I don't know if you heard, but I definitely got swing sets and I don't know what else, but I think that's where you want to be. I don't know of any place better in there, but I could be wrong. I don't know it that well. And yeah, like I said, I'm rolling, so at any time, but I'm getting there early on purpose. So there you have it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I was thinking too, or I was thinking over by the beach. That's the area I'm most familiar with, but I don't know how busy that's going to be and what they got over there, nor do I really want to deal with my kids in the water, so that'll work.
Yep, and I'm flexible. If there's some other place people want to go, that's fine too. Doesn't matter to me. You can actually walk down by the water from the spot that's on there. There's a pavilion, and then you can walk down behind that. It's, I don't know, 50, 60 yards, and then not really a beach per se, but you can definitely walk down to the water.
NADVF, Dave, you back?
Let's try this. Hello. Wow, this is pretty scratchy. I may just use my phone. But yeah, I'm back. So is it true still that pin where John marked, or is it a different spot now? I missed out.
That's where I'm going so far unless something changes.
Yep, that's where I'm going as well.
We've been there before, right? It's just the, it's like that parking lot area, right?
Yeah, you operated right out of your vehicle, and then there's picnic tables right up the little hill there, and then there's outhouses and an actual bathroom structure, which I have no idea if that's open or not. Two pavilions, swing sets, I'm not sure what else for kids.
My great debate now is, do I bring the chili dog or do I bring my mask and that wire I just tuned?
That's easy. Bring them both.
Kind of what I was
thinking.
I don't really want to, like, spot myself. I kind of want to just hunt, get a quick activation, test all my gear, and then hang out.
Yeah, just bring both and then decide which one you want to set up, because they'll probably just be all collapsed, I'm guessing, and then you can only take one out if you only want to.
Sounds good to me. I'm looking forward to it. It finally feels like a spring day.
Yeah, you can also just use a hamstick as well.
Yeah, I need to go make a jumper cable. I keep forgetting to do that. I don't have a short one to go from my mount, my bed of the truck to the tailgate.
Oh, man. I think I had one at home. Dave, you got one you could use? I don't know. Anyway, I'm surprised you don't have one laying around, all this stuff you got. Jeez.
I got rid of so much stuff. I'm such an idiot. I say it every time I touch my radio gear. I wish I didn't get rid of half the stuff or any of it. I have cable downstairs. I just got to go terminate it. So maybe I'll do that before I leave. I'll just make a little six-footer.
NHTV.
All right, very good. I'm going to be running into the Jersey Mike to grab my sandwich. Good afternoon, John. This is Greg, KE8BSI. Go ahead, John.
I was just curious, you guys going to set up for a POTA or a Lark in the Park or whatever?
Yeah, Dakota and I started looking at Bald Mountain, which is a state park that we can do POTA at. So then a couple of tag-alongs may or may not show up. So, yeah, that's the purpose. Come on up if you want.
Now, I got work to do, but anyway, the reason I checked in was because, you know, hearing you guys talking about that, you mentioned the ham stick or whatever, I still have a lot of Walt WP80's stuff from his estate. I have his portable antennas, multiple antennas. He's got a tripod with a little bit of an extension, you know, extendable pole. And, you know, the hamstick dipoles, he's got a bunch of hamsticks. If you guys are interested in you know, maybe picking, I'd like to kind of sell all of that stuff all at once. But if you're interested in picking up something like that, you know, I've got stuff like that sitting in my garage that I'm probably going to be end up having to take down to Dayton with me.
I'm interested, KVAV.
Yeah, I could. I don't need the whole lot, so sorry about that. But individual hamsticks, I've got a 10 and a 20, and would be interested in any others. And then I know KZAZ just chimed in as well, so we could fight over those if we could do that.
We could probably do that. I don't even know what's all there. I haven't inventoried all of that. But I'm going to have to inventory it if somebody would be interested in coming over. We can, you know, look at it all, sort it all out, come up with something, come up with a price. And, you know, the money is going to his son. So I've got some money sitting up in the safe right now that I got to drop him off. I've still got his QRP radio, that ICOM 703, that's all set up in the cooler. I've got a lot of Walt stuff sitting over here that I need to move so I can hand off some cash.
All right, very good. Yeah, we'll hook up another time, and maybe I can stop by and just take a look at it all, or if you just, you know, get a list together or something. But, yeah, we'll figure something out. Didn't even really know that you were handling that, so that's very cool. Anyway, I got to run and get my sandwich. I'll be back shortly, KE8BSI.
All right, and who was the other person in there that said they might be interested in some of the stuff?
Hey, John, it's Dave, KZAZ. I don't have any hamsticks. I was looking to get some new, and I was like, nah, I shouldn't do that because there's plenty of people that have hamsticks that don't use them anymore. So, like Greg said, he's got a 10 and a 20. I don't have any, so I'd be interested in a 10 and a 20, and probably that tripod, too, but... So, like Greg said, we can come on over. Both of us are real flexible. I'm going to be up north visiting my brother until Tuesday. I'm going to be at Bald Mountain today with those guys, but I heard you can't make that. But maybe Wednesday, I don't know what your schedule looks like, but maybe Wednesday we could, Greg and I can stop over.
Wednesday, I'm selling my house. Closing is on Wednesday, so that's not a good day. Anytime probably Thursday, you know, on through the weekend. It's the Easter weekend. I think I should be around for a four-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So, but I'm trying to straighten out the shack, and I'm trying to, you know, I got a bunch of stuff I need to go through and test and make sure everything's working so I can haul it down to Dayton. The antennas are in the garage. He's got a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. So
bring a pocket full of money and we'll work something out, and I'll bet you don't spend all the money it brings.
I love it. Okay, like I said, I'll be seeing Greg just a little later this afternoon, so I'll touch base with him, and we'll reach out to you with some dates and our times and let you choose from those. Sounds cool, and thanks for chatting with you, John. Have a good one. Easy, easy.
Okay, no problem. Greg's got my phone number, and if you, you know, by email, you can always reach me at my call, N8HTD, Hotel Tango Victor, at Yahoo. So, and I'm over here in the Fraser area, 13 mile in Grosbeck area. So, that's where I'm at. That's where the stuff's at. And, boy, do I got a ton of stuff to take to Dayton. So, we'll catch up with you later. 73N8HTV.
N8HTV. KF8CWF, Brian.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian. N8HTV, John here.
Oh, yeah, sir. You used to do my radio work back in the 80s, my CB radio work. My handle on that was Motor City Music Man.
Oh, Brian. You know, I was, a few months back, I was thinking about you. I think something came up about car stereo stuff or something like that, and I was thinking about you. So, well, glad to see you got into ham radio. Cool.
Yeah, I hooked up with the Hazel Park group, the FBI guys, Sean and them, and it was time. I'm settling down. I need another hobby.
You know, when they used to say that CD stood for constantly buying, I guess they never saw ham radio.
Yeah, well, I'm just getting into it. Don't have a lot of money to spend just yet, but yeah, no, I've thought about you several times through the years, trying to hook up with you.
Yeah, I'm finally selling that house over there in Roseville. I'm up here in Fraser now. Moved in with the fiance a long time ago. We've been engaged for a long time. People are like, when are you going to get married? It's like, when it's financially you know, beneficial to us. So, anyway, but we're together. We've been together for like, I don't know, 12 years or something like that now. So I've been up here for about 11, and I had that house rented out, and the guy dropped dead. I was trying to get him to move out, but he wouldn't move until he couldn't move. Then they carted him out in a body bag. So anyway, I cleaned up the house, got it up for sale, and just waiting on closing on Wednesday. So so we'll be out of there, but we're basically like 2 miles due north of where I was over there.
Circumstances aren't optimal, but they work. Well, good to hear that you're doing well. I hear you're still driving a truck. But, yeah, I've thought about you through the years and was talking with the guys, and they say, you're not on this frequency much, but I thought I heard you, so I thought I'd say hello.
Yeah, I've been hanging pretty much on the 44355, and I'm usually, I'm putzing in the shack over here trying to clean stuff up. My shack is a mess because I've been working on the house, and everything's just been getting dumped here in the radio room, and I don't have any room to move any place, and I need to check stuff out that I'm taking down to Dayton, so I got to clean this stuff out, and I said at noon, which is in 17-18 minutes, I got to go over to my house and finish unloading the garage. I got to clear out the rest of the stuff in the garage. So take that over to a storage unit and dump that off. So, but so just because I'm sitting here in the shack, I've got multiple radios turned on and heard the guys talking ham sticks, and it's like, hey, I got those to sell. So got to mention this stuff and try and peddle it. I was really hoping with I don't know how long you've been in the hobby, but Walt WB80 from the Useka Club, he was very active doing the larks in the park and activating, mainly Metro Beach and Stony Creek and stuff. But when he passed away, I ended up taking the equipment from his son, and so I said I'll try and peddle it because I go to the swaps. So that's what I'm doing.
sir, I know Walt very well. My wife's mother was very good friends with his wife. And I just missed my opportunity as a new ham to contact him, but yeah, I know Walt very well.
Well, very good. Yep, I miss him dearly. I talk to him more on the phone than I did on the radio, but there you go. So, anyway, the least I could do is try and peddle the stuff for his son, number one son, as he would say, and hand off some cash every now and then. So, but anyway, that's that. So, where are you living now, and what are you doing for work?
I live over here in Warren, 9 1/2 in Ryan. Got married in 95 and been working for Chrysler since 1995. Getting ready to retire from that and go part-time somewhere. More time for golfing and fooling around on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know why people want to retire from a job making good money and go make crappy money with no benefits somewhere else. I would just stay where I'm at. I know you're not going to build anything more towards your pension. At least you got a pension starting in 95. I started in 2011, so I'm a tier 2. I've got no retirement benefits.
If it wasn't so shitty at work, to use a halfway clean word, our plant manager right now has gotten rid of so many people. He doesn't want to spend the money to maintain any of the equipment. And when something breaks down, we've got to put out the fire with no parts. It's just ridiculous. I'm at the stamping plant, and the simple things like punches and buttons that you go through, they're not buying them. Every day, it's just crap after crap after crap, so I'm getting tired of it. I want to go in and just do my job, and it's getting more and more difficult.
Well, gee, you'd think, working there since 95, you would think that you would have learned not to care. Oh, man. Well, I when there are loads out of a Warren stamp, I pull out a Warren stamp. And when there are no loads, they send me up to Sterling Stamp to pull loads out of there. So, but what is it you do there? You work in maintenance?
I'm a die maker by trade. I used to sit on the line and make sure that everything ran good, but now I'm in the grind shop. I just sit there and wait for them to bring me stuff to grind. I kind of did that back after my father passed away. Because mom wasn't driving, her medicines had her, so she wouldn't drive, and it guaranteed me a spot on midnight so I could be there, take mom to doctor's appointments and all that sort of stuff. And I don't need to be on midnights. As a matter of fact, I'm not anymore because they got rid of my position. So I'm on day shift. I'm on the opposite side of the plant. I'm right close to 9 Mile Road, and I sit up front and wait for them to bring me work.
Well, do you know John Hodgson? He's a die maker over there.
I know him. Not very well, but I do know him.
You know he's a ham as well.
Oh, I didn't know he was a ham. I don't necessarily talk to all those guys unless they come up and talk to me.
Yeah, my neighbor, Mandy, she works over in, I believe she's jitney repair, forklifts and tugs and stuff like that she repairs.
Her, I definitely know. Very nice person.
Yep, that's the next door neighbor over here, so she's really nice. She's been there for a long time, and she's getting ready to retire here pretty soon, so... But, yep, very nice people next door, so. Well, Brian, we're going to have to hook up sometime. I can shoot you my number, or you can shoot me yours, you know, something like that, and we can make contact.
Well, if you're ready, I'll shoot you mine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I got a pen, but finding a piece of paper. Go ahead and shoot. I'll just write it on the box.
Of course. 586-219-6616.
All right. I'll ring it up, and you can store my number. I'll just let it ring. Go ahead and answer it at 8HTV.
All right, I got you.
All right, no problem. I'll store it and put the name in there and all that stuff. So, what is your call sign again?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
Oh, okay, so you're a CW freak, huh?
Well, at least that's what everybody keeps saying.
Even though you probably don't know it, right?
Ain't nothing much beyond SOS so far, but I haven't really tried. I think I'm going to explore it, but I need a little bit more time in my life. I'm trying to keep active and working, bowling 3 nights a week, and getting ready to start golfing. But and when things calm down in a month or two, I'll start getting the books out, and I got to go for my next level because I'm just a technician so far.
Well, you don't have to say just a technician. You say, hey, I'm a technician, but I plan on upgrading.
Yeah, well, I've got my dual band antenna up on the house, and I'm looking for an HF antenna. I get the 2510 out of the garage, clean it up, and put it on the table, on the bench downstairs so far.
Well, very good. Yeah, just remember there's more to HF than just 10 meters. You know, 10 meters is the, one of the less used bands compared to, the lower bands, which is just usually a simple wire antenna. So I play a lot on 75 meters, a little bit on 40 meters. I do have a 10-meter vertical. It's resonant up around 28.6, but it doesn't handle a whole lot of power. But and then I pretty much try and do the VHF, UHF weak signal stuff, although I don't have the antennas for it right now. Once I move my house, then we'll start working on getting the tower planted and seeing if I can get those antennas to bloom.
Oh, I'm a little ways off on all that, and I don't have a lot of room to put a tower up at this house, but as we decide what we're going to do, if we're going to kind of semi-retire up north to the property, I got 10 acres. I could put all kinds of antennas up there. But like I said, it all depends on our future plan. I've got, my dual bander with the halfway decent mobile radio and a power supply right now, and it does really good. It kicks out very nicely, and I got a 1-to-1 match on it in the mid 440 area, 443, 442, so I do good with that, but I'm just starting.
Well, good deal. So when did you get your license?
I got mine at the swap meet at the beginning of December, and actually my license date is December 7th. I took the test on December 1st.
Well, good deal. Congratulations and welcome to the hobby. So, I enjoy going to the swaps, and I will do a little buying and selling and trying to support my hobby here. Good thing I got a job, because buying and selling wouldn't make me enough money to afford all the crap that I got. I currently have 18, count them, 18 HF amplifiers. Three of them don't work, but 15 of them are working. So, there's no way in hell I need 15 working HF amplifiers. I'm trying to thin the herd a little bit.
Well, it's trying to justify keeping the right one, and everything is relative. I know people have favorite handhelds, people have favorite mobile radios, and you got to have your favorite amplifiers, but 15? Yeah, I could see where through the years you acquire that stuff.
Yeah, well, but keep in mind we're approaching 40 years of this hobby, so, and, yeah, it's a lot of hoarding. But, yeah, four of the HF amps are mobile amps, and I could see myself letting one of those go and keeping the other three, but I might as well keep the fourth one. And probably I'll keep about five of the other tube-type or solid-state amplifiers. So I can see myself thinning down to about nine, so that would be good. And I want to broom the ones that don't work, although I may keep one as a project because I want to do a conversion, because it's basically, it's a sweep tube amplifier. It runs six LQ6s, and there's modifications to run a GI7B. It's one of those Russian triode tubes, and there's conversions for that. But the tube socket's a pain in the neck because they're hard to come by. But I'd like to do a conversion on one of those just to do it and see how that plays out. But I don't have much money wrapped up in the ones that don't work, so that's a good thing. NHTV.
All right, John, well, I need to get back to straightening up my garage or my basement, one of the two. And with the weather today, I might do a little bit of both, but I have to go bowling this evening, so I have a limited amount of time. It was great hearing from you, great catching up. Yeah, we'll have to do lunch or something sometime.
Well, sounds good. I'm going to be busy as a one-armed paper hanger here until Wednesday, so anytime after Wednesday sounds good. But and are you working day shift now or what?
Yeah, I'm on day shift. I work 7 to 3 now.
Okay, cool. I'm working on, you know, with transport, we've got start times every half hour around the clock. So I'm doing 2 o'clock in the morning until 10 a.m. So a lot of times I'm pulling in there, you know, to drop off a trailer or something. And, you know, towards the end of my work day by about 9 o'clock or so, I'm in there 8:30, 9 o'clock a lot of days. So, well, you know where the trucks all hang out. So, if you ever make it over there, out on that little catwalk alongside of the building, you know, where everybody goes outside to smoke, you know, look for me. I'll be in the tractor 8200.
Yeah, well, I usually have my radios on at work. I listen because I was like, there's quite a few times where I'm sitting around waiting for work, and then you got my phone number, you can always text, too. It'd take me 3-4 minutes to walk to that end of the building.
Okay, so what, you listen here from work?
Yeah, from 7 to 9 a.m., I'm on GMARC's repeater, listening to the East Coast Reflector, and then pretty much just monitoring this frequency.
Yeah, okay. All right, so East Coast Reflect, that's the fusion thing, right?
I assume. They have a net that runs, and they call it the Morning Brew. And it's interesting. They come up with the question of the day and listening to all the answers that people come up with. It keeps me occupied when I need to be occupied, because they hate when I doze off at work, and first thing in the morning is the best time to take a nap.
Yeah, are they doing, is Is that a, is that just on FM, or is that one of the digital modes, the fusion mode? I'm not sure. Or it could be linked in through DMR or something. I'm not sure what. But is that just the GM repeater on UHF? You know, FM.
Yeah, that's where I do the listening. They do have all kinds of fusion and DMR and all that sort of stuff on those links, but I believe they all start linking the GM repeater, and I listen to it on 440.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, I'm not sure who's doing what and what's going on and who's in what mode. And so, well, very good. All right. Well, I'll maybe I'll listen in there. I do have a I got a handheld that I bring with me. It's in my lunch cooler all the time. I've got like a heavy duty pencil bag, like a pencil case, like you used to have when you were in grade school. But it's heavy duty, and I keep the handheld and antennas and speaker mic and a spare battery and a, you know, all the accessories to go with that. So. It weighs my lunch cooler down considerably. So, all right, Brian, I will catch up with you later. It is now 12 o'clock and time for me to go to my house and start clearing out that garage. I will catch up with you later. KF8CWF from NHTV.
All right, John, good catching up with you. NHTV from KF8CWF 73. I'm clear.
KUE8Z, KE8ZSI.
KZ8Z. Hey, Greg.
Just wondering, I wasn't sure if you said you were making it to Bald Mountain today or not.
I am. I'm actually on my way there now. I had to stop off at that Walmart over by M59 and Adams. So I just left there. I'm making my way up to Bald Mountain.
All right. Excellent. I am Orion Road, about 8 minutes out.
Sweet. You can give me a rut report. Tell me how deep the holes are. Hopefully they've filled those in. I imagine they had to by now. Otherwise, they'd be swallowing cars.
Yeah, with a little patch of dirt on Orion, it wasn't horrible, but you couldn't fly down it because, you know, every once in a while you get a couple of those really big ones. Haven't hit that other road yet with where we were. That's just horrible. So, yeah, I'll give you a report when I get there. Okay, yeah, bye.
Cool. I'm just passing the OSU golf course off. See you shortly.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
WNFU, WFSM.
Was somebody calling me here? QRZ, W8FU.
Yes, good morning.
Sorry, I've been playing stereo stuff today, had headphones on, radio down. I got a text that you were calling me.
I came home and fell asleep and then woke up, showered, and now I'm downstairs. So. I saw your message, your text message. So.
Yeah, so what else do you got on right now? You got CMN1 on? W8FU.
So, what do you think it is?
Did I do what?
Sorry, I'll go over here. I said, so what do you think it is? You think it's a cable?
I don't know, but there's a pin when a qualified signal is present on the receiver should go low, and that will tell the RTCM that there's a qualified signal, COR signal. Except for this one's, you know, PL7. It requires carrier plus PL. And that pin is always low, so either there's a shorted pin, it's miswired, or something's going on. Or the repeater's broken, and that pin's shorted and always low or something. I don't know, but something ain't right, and I'm going to start the cable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Low means it's grounded, so... either not right, shorted, wrong spot, repeater broke, all sorts of things. So it thinks it has a PL all the time.
That's correct, and that's probably why we are beating our head against the wall with that squelch tail, because it always thinks it's a qualified signal, so it tries to deal with it.
Very good. Okay. All right, how long is it going to take you to get there? I forgot, you're in Warren, so what's your drive? Maybe I will try to get you to come over there and meet you, but, or you're, I mean, what do you usually say, 10, 15 minutes?
Oh, no, I'm 30 minutes from there, but I've managed to get up to 16, so I'm probably 20 minutes plus out.
Okay, I'll leave the house right now. All I have with me is UHF, so I'll chat with you there.
Okay, then. I'm hoping this is something simple. I know when I had to stuff all those wires in that... in the hood, I'm hoping that it's something that stupid that I just, you know, stuffing all the wires into that hood. You know, maybe it's something that stupid. We'll see. You know, these things happen, right? But the trick is to catch them before they leave the bench. That's the key.
Yeah, well, we knew it was happening when it left the bench, but we were just all exhausted. I mean, we all collectively probably had 9 hours in it already, so that was part of it, too. I mean, after a while, you just have to walk away and take your break and then dream about it. So, all right, I'm getting in the car in a minute. I'll catch you on the mobile KPP.
All righty, then. I will see you there.
Getting on I-94 right now by your tower in a KPP.
Sitting in the Sonic drive-thru, third car back, 16 in Van Dyke.
Very good. So what shall I call this? 19? Is that what this number is? Big beautiful thing on my left.
No, I mean, all of them collectively are Site 19. That's a subsite. Subsite 2709.
Okay. 2709 is secure, and I'm on the highway. It shows 12 minutes. See you there. I did bring in Kenny Tone with me so we could try different things.
Well, I'll be damned. They got my order right for a change. It's not too difficult. I don't know how they always mess it up.
They must have had some boomers working.
So it's, they've got Diet Limeade, and, I have to get around a dope smoker. Man, these people, cruising along 20 under the speed limit, their Rastafarian dreads, and listening to Bob Marley. Anyhow, yeah, they got this Diet Limeade, and, you can get it with this cherry extract squirted in it, and then they call it a diet cherry limeade. And I always tell them, I said, I want a diet limeade, you know, and not a cherry. Do not give me a cherry, you know, regular diet limeade. And they always give me a cherry. It never fails. And this time I didn't really care which one I got, so I just said, give me a diet limeade. That's exactly what they gave me. Didn't give me the cherry.
There you go. My kid says that's a thing. A boomer and a millennial. Is that what they call them? Boomers and millennials. He says that's actually a thing. He says there's actually a rift between them, you know, especially when it comes to our work. He said that, you know, as mine are all starting to retire out, he seems to have better relationships with the replacements. So, and I never realized it was a thing, but I'm starting to think that there's something to it.
Well, for the most part, you know, millennials are the children of boomers. And, you know, that's, I mean, I guess some Xers cross that line as well, but, I'm trying to think. When were millennials? The millennials were from like, I don't even know where the breaks are. 60, Xers are 60 to 80, so then 80 to 2000. So it would have been, I don't know, maybe Xer, I don't know. But there really is no conflict. There's just different, you know, They fluff it off and they make it into a big deal. There is a very much different way of doing things. We grew up having to do things differently that they do not have to do. You know, and the weaker-minded of us consider it a fault, and the more enlightened consider it just different, not a fault necessarily. Now, are there things that, you know, we learn, like how to read a paper map or read an analog watch or, you know, whatnot, you know, that are valuable? Sure. But is it the end of the world? I don't know. As far as the work ethic goes, they do have a different, they seem to focus more on work-life balance than we did.
Yeah, as I was teasing you, you know, and you said they got it right, I was kind of slamming the, you know, whatever they're called, my kids ate stuff. I said that was a bummer, and the reason I said it is kind of like a thing at work, you know, and he seems to do really well with like-minded people, you know, and I seem to do with really well also the like-minded people, i.e. my age, our age type thing, you know, and what's happening, like, especially in my profession, as all these directors are retiring out and going away, they're getting people my kids' ages in these positions, and he does better with them than I do, and I do better with the older crowd, so, you know, it's kind of like, so let's say service director blah, blah, blah retires out, okay, I can say, okay, the account is now yours, you know, and I figured, okay, that's one way to force the old man into retirement. Just keep giving these accounts up one at a time.
Well, I think as millennials age, they'll start to realize that some of their ideas were good, and some of their ideas don't weather as well. And certainly some of their ideas are better than ours, you know. They witness, you know, each generation sees how previous generation did things, say, I ain't doing that way, right? And they get a good portion of it right, having the benefit of seeing how it worked for the previous generation. But they get some things wrong because they just don't understand when they're young and idealistic and, you know, and going to change the world. Then they realize the world grinds along without any concern for their thoughts or efficiencies.
I am on North River Road, north of the river, believe it or not. So, isn't there a lot of people fishing today on the river? So, and there's places that are open, little river boat places open, and it's full of cars. So, it looks like spring has sprung.
Yeah, I got a hoodie on, and, thinking it's a bit much, but I'm not sure which way I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm going to go up Grosbeck and cut over, or if I'm going to come up Gratiot, but I am closing in on Grosbeck here, so I got to make a decision.
I guess I got a sight in sight to figure out how to get there, so you think I'll get trouble if I park in the sidewalk like Paul did?
Probably not the best idea. Oh, come on. Put it up on the curb.
All right. I opened up the window down here. I'm getting a little cool, fresh air. WFSM.
You already at the county building?
I have it in sight.
I was asking Fred with the open window and the cool fresh air.
No, I'm at home. I just got off. I had to call Great Lakes. They sent a message out. If your power's been restored but your fiber's not, and you verified that everything looks okay, please call our office to report an outage. So I just did, because I'm like, everything looks okay, but I still don't have fiber internet.
Well, ain't that a biatch? Waldo's in sight of the site. I'm about 2 miles out. I just gotta decide whether I'm gonna go north or if I'm gonna go finish up that 2 miles. So not long.
modernistic truck. That's where I am. Simple and quick.
Oh, it's Michigan Tuso party next Saturday, and if the fiber is not up, I can't use my flex. I might actually have to, you know, go out in the backyard and put an antenna up out here and run from Genesee County instead of Emmett. Because if the fiber's not up, I can't use my flex.
Oh, no! You gotta actually operate from that property.
If I have to actually go stick an antenna up out in the backyard, I might do that. Maybe this will get me off. I asked the guy, I was like, so I haven't had service since the 30th, and you're already paid, I paid my bill. What about my credit for not having service now for 14 days? He goes, well, you'll need to call the billing office on Monday.
And this is all still from that storm?
Yeah, from the ice storm.
And this one's going to go down in the books. You know what they're going to be talking about at Interop next year.
Oh, yeah. That just made a bunch of Interop proposals probably already.
Alrighty, I can see my destination. I take it the street in front, by the front door there is wide open, right, Wally?
Yeah, I'm off to the side street. Oh, where am I? I'm between Gratiot and North and Southbound, I should say. I'm on there, whatever street this is called. Towards the north end of the building, there's a modernistic carpet truck. I'm parked right there in the side street.
Well, I don't really care where you're parked. I'm parking right in front of the front doors. That's where I'm going.
All right, I'll meet you there. You want me? You need a? You want me to grab an ohm meter? I got one with me.
I should have everything I need with me. So I don't know. We'll see. Fingers crossed. I know where I can get anything I don't have with me for a short drive. I am closing in.
I'm assuming Freddie has a way to talk to this thing from far away.
I mean, we have radios.
He can log in, look at the RTCM. But, anywho, we'll see. Everything should be fine. It's just something boogered up telling it bogus information.
All right, I'm here. I'm getting out of the vehicle. See you in a minute.
I wonder if I could get a Superstation Master disguised as a flagpole. Sure.
Alright, I'm grabbing the service manual so I can figure out where it was in there, because I can't remember. Maybe we screwed up. It was a long day. Maybe we screwed something up and didn't pick the right spot, but I thought we did. Oh, W8FSAM.
Alright, I'm here. I'll check back in from 13. WNFU.
Alright, I got all the radios on. Don't listen. Mac, Daddy, when you're in a position to give me a radio, I just sent you something in Telegram too. Don't listen.
KV8DFI Mobile.
What up?
I gotta remember how to upload my log now.
Yeah, I'll do that when I get home. Yeah, it's no big deal. Did you enter it on Hammers? Yeah, I think there's a way to export it from there.
Yeah, I think, God, I don't remember how. I'll have to look. I know they changed it, because like I said, the last time I used it, it wasn't a paid app. But I'm pretty sure there's a way to export the ADIF file, and you just upload that into POTA.
Roger that. Yeah, mine got auto-locked direct from WSJT to MacLogger DX, and then I'll export that ADIF. That's right, it's not like they were hunting or anything, so, yeah. Huh, interesting.
Are the Daves back out here?
Huh, this is James E. with you. I'm gonna fucking me. Calling all Dave, calling all Dave.
Next time we do this, we'll have to try to do a little more organization ahead of time. I think, what did I say? I think I talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, well, the way the weather's been in your availability, it just kind of popped up, so I'm glad we did it.
Yep, I agree. It's nice to get outside and not freeze and not have to wear a jacket. And, like I said, I just wanted to get out and touch that gear. I haven't used it yet, so. No regrets.
Yeah, for sure. And you had, 100%, well, I should say 0% equipment failure, so everything worked, perfectly for you, right?
The only weird thing I had was the, I've got that voltmeter on my battery box, and I was watching that thing, like, shut off. So I don't know if the way I have it connected, if the radio was drawing too much amperage and it wasn't powering bad enough, or what was going on. But other than that, yeah, everything was good. I tuned that antenna this morning, so happy with how that worked out. And then I put together those guys and all that this morning, too. So all in all, I'll take it as a win.
Yeah, and if the radio kept working, maybe it's just a matter of the meter connection or something like that. You'll have to test it under load at home and see what happens.
I didn't buy the same meter I did last time, and I don't know that I've ever paid attention to the meter while transmitting either, so I don't know. I'll have to take a look. But all I did was, I pretty much just wired it into the, I soldered it to the wires before or after I crimped the power poles, and then I put them in the plastic part. So you would think it would be, oh, you know what? I've got it on the radio side of the power pole. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, but if you've got a good connection and you soldered it, that's, I don't know, that should be okay. Radio side or not, it should work.
Right, because as soon as you plug it in, I mean, it's kind of completing the connection, so you think it would be fine, but I don't know, I'll have to take it apart and test it out, but yeah, that was the only thing I saw that was weird. I was transmitting, it would go from 13.8 to 12.9 and then shut off.
It was just the meter that went to zero, the radio kept working, correct?
Yeah, radio seemed to be totally fine. The only reason I was getting a little nervous was because I wasn't getting through to people. I don't think I was losing power or anything like that. The radio wasn't acting funny. Just that meter, and the bands were obviously swirling, so I don't think that had anything to do with the radio. So yeah, I'm gonna say it was just that meter that was giving me issues.
Yeah, that's definitely strange behavior. So I don't know what to say, but test it under load, move the touch points around, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just a yucky meter too. You never know.
Well, I should have just kept it simple and didn't even put it in there and just charged the battery after each activation, but I may end up just ripping that out anyway. But you were good too, right? You didn't have any issues? Just Dave's desoldering job he had?
I had one audio issue in the beginning and the little mini plug that goes into my Digi rig was halfway in. I plugged it all the way in, so it must have got yanked. And, I'm trying all the settings and all the software stuff on the Mac and WSJT, and then Dave goes, did you check the cable? And I'm like, no, it ain't the cable, but I checked it, and sure enough, it was. So that was the only thing, and that was early on.
I still need to order that DigiRig for this radio so I can mess around with that, but yeah, same thing. Every time I do FT8, I always have some audio source issue.
Yeah, and the software stuff I can rip through in 2 seconds, and I would have, but I kept trying different things, and I knew what it was supposed to be, and it didn't correct the problem. So sure enough, that doggone audio cable was halfway out, or a quarter of the way out, really.
You got a series of adapters on your Mac, too, though, right?
I am using a USB-C to normal USB adapter, although I do have the proper cable. So using the one with the adapter gets less RF noise. My mouse was tending to lock up when I was transmitting. So, I can do it either way, with one adapter or none.
And you can't do FT8 on an iPad yet, can you? Unless it's like a 705 or something, like a remote control rig.
Yes, you can. I do it with the SDR control software, but you need the right radio. But no, there's another piece of software. I just got it last year. I was at a LARC, and I used it. And it just uses the audio feed. It's not real robust. But you can make contacts with it, so yes, you can. I'll have to look up the name of that software I got. I got it for Android, too. It might be a different name or a completely different program, but you can do it on Android or iOS. It's pretty slick.
Yeah, because I don't have a laptop I would take into the field. I've got I got my gaming laptop, which I don't want to leave the house, and I got my work laptop, which probably should bring to a park.
Right, and you don't do the FT8 as much either on POTA, but yeah, it'd be nice to have. So either look that up or I'll check it out and get you a message with the info on that. Like I said, it's very basic, but realistically, once you get it operational, whack out some contacts, and then you got to deal with the gated files just like anything else, and that's it. And it's pretty slick. It's, you know, like I said, not robust, no bells and whistles, but it'll get the job done.
Yeah, if you don't mind, let me know what it's called, because I've got my iPad and I've got a Tab S9. That'll give me an excuse to get the DigiRig for this radio, but that's what I mean. I usually am just on phone. I try to keep it as minimal as possible, but on a day like today, it would have been nice if I screw it. I'm just going to go to FT8 and, you know, hang out and relax instead of trying to get people on the damn phone.
Yeah, it's nice to have the option. Yeah, I'll check that out when I get home and get that to you. KEA-VSI.
Alrighty, thank you, sir. But I am pulling up to my parents' house here. We're going to stop in for a bit and have a couple beers, so I will, I'll talk to you later. It was good seeing you. I'll be clear for yours, N8-DBF.
Alright, very good. Good call on the park today, KEA-VSI.
KF8DUZ. KF8DUZ, this is WT8X. KF8DUZ, KF8DUZ, this is WT8X. WT8X, clear. KF8DUZ, KF8DUZ, this is WT8X. 8DUZ, KF8DUZ, this is WT8X.
This is KF8DUZ.
Hey, you made it. Am I your first contact?
Are, but I couldn't hear your call, so you'll have to tell me again slowly.
This is Whiskey Tango 8 X-Ray, WT8X.
I'm on Messenger with James and Gene.
Awesome. Well, at least you got on the radio.
It's Aaron, right?
Oh, it's me. It is I. Didn't quite catch it. It was really quiet, whatever he said, whoever that was. I couldn't tell.
With James, he said you're talking to the First Lady of EMARC.
When you said that on Messenger this morning, I had a good chuckle at that. That's hilarious.
I'm trying to think of what I could put in my bio.
That's fun. All right. Am I your first contact?
You're my first contact.
Awesome. Congrats. Wanted to make it easy for you. All right. I got to go continue cleaning my office. Good talking to you. I'll be clear on your final WT8X.
THF testing.
Ooh, it's working pretty good.
THF testing. Richmond repeater. 10 watts. KF8S testing. Richmond repeater, full power. Wow, sounds good. KF8S testing. Warren repeater, full power. KF8S testing. Warren at 10 watts. Also pretty good. KF8 PRC, KF8 AYL, you out there in Detroit Rock City?